people ask what Omaha means. It's a run play, but it could be a pass play.
Could be a run, could be a pass, but we know one thing for sure. It will be one of the writers from 105 The Ticket, a member of the group Cold Omaha, Brandon Warren. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Relatively well.
Are you coming to us live from the baseball mecca of Twin Cities sports franchise, the Twins?
Yeah, I hope I'm live. But yeah, we're at Target Field right now getting ready for a game that hopefully they can get in. Hopefully the rain will hold off, but we're not quite sure just yet.
When you say getting ready, are you down in the field doing batting practice and stretching your oblique and your groin?
I just finished with that. I'm actually about to take a shower here.
Listen, whatever you do, don't deflate any of the baseballs. Just don't touch those. Hands off, okay?
I won't. I promise you guys.
Yeah, leave those alone. We've got a pretty good story that's been brewing around here with the Twins. You wrote about this guy, Trevor May. Is he a pleasant surprise, or is it too soon to say that he's a pleasant surprise and I should be jumping your ass for making such a bold statement?
No, I'll let you. You can do whatever you choose, but I think he's off to a pretty nice start. One that you maybe couldn't have expected given how he pitched last season with the Twins and didn't make the club out of spring training, but he went down to AAA, didn't even make a start before they needed him up here with some issues, and he's done a really nice job, and he's off to a good start. He looked pretty decent last night, got into a little bit of pitch count trouble, but worked through some things and looks like a completely different pitcher than last year.
Talking to Brandon Warren, Cold Omaha, writer from 105theticket.com. I like Trevor May. I asked Mike Berardino from the Pioneer Press about a half hour, 45 minutes ago, why he has that pitch count problem and why he gets yanked in games. And what seems to be in the early fifth inning, he actually had a good game going last night. I think he only allowed one run. And then they yanked him in 5 2/3. Why can't he go any farther than that?
I think he's just a young pitcher that's trying to get familiar with the league, and so he nibbles a little bit. And as a guy who's lots of strikeouts and lots of walks in the past, it's kind of how those guys operate, is just throwing a lot of pitches. And he'll shake that. He'll get past that eventually. But for now, it puts a little undue stress on the bullpen, and then that's a source of frustration for him. You saw him coming out of the game. He was pretty frustrated. He wanted to stay in. But it's something a lot of young guys that get a lot of strikeouts find themselves doing is racking up the pitch count a little bit. And you got to go into damage control and then work through that. And that's probably the next step in his evolution.
So it's one of those things where if we get excited about this guy by the end of the season, you can sign him and get him extended for another 10 or 15 years like everybody else, right? Just front a bunch of money and just... do you think, Brandon, seriously, that he's going to be that kind of player where this is the real deal, this is what you get when you put him out there, and he can be a reliable man on this squad?
Yeah, I mean, I think the club does too, specifically because they traded Ben Revere for him. But yeah, the expectation is this is a guy who is a former top 100 prospect with a number of different outlets, and he had considerable buzz around him coming up in the Philly system, and you know, he flamed out a little bit coming up the ranks, and that's why he was available in a trade like that. But at the same time, there's always been a lot of talent there. There was questions on execution. Could he throw enough strikes in the major leagues to stay in the rotation, or was he going to be a big-time power reliever? And, you know, if you got a guy that's going to be a reliever, that's okay, but you'd much rather get it 5-6 innings out of a guy each time out. And so far, he's been able to do that this season. I really do believe he looks a lot different than last year, and in a very positive sense.
Yeah, no kidding. We're talking to Brandon Warren, part of our Cold Omaha writing team at 105theticket.com. His new article, Trevor May, A Pleasant Surprise. Highly suggest you read it. Tonight's game, another rematch, game 3, I believe, right, of the Oakland A's, Minnesota Twins?
Yeah, that's right. And they got one tomorrow afternoon. Yeah. Hopefully they can get them both in, whether Weather willing.
Yeah. And so my guy, Eddie Rosario, called up to the big squad after having a pretty decent stint here since spring training in AAA. I've been a big fan of his. He was a fourth-round draft pick. He's played some second base. He's going to play, I believe he's going to play in the outfield tonight, right? Is it left or right field? He's going to be batting eighth. What do you expect out of Eddie Rosario?
Yeah, he's in right. They're going to give Torrey the night off from the field. Okay. He'll hit because it's a lefty on the mound, and they like to stack righties. But, yeah, get Rosario out there. We asked Paul Molitor today about Rosario defensively. He's going to be a guy that catches the baseball, and that's obviously an upgrade from what we saw early in the season. He's an exciting player. He can run a little bit. He can hit a little bit. He can do a little bit of everything. I don't think he's got really a standout tool, but he could be just a really nice, balanced player. He doesn't take a lot of walks, and that might be, you know, a point of contention for his future value. But he's a guy who can play all three outfield spots. He can hack center field, which is, you know, that's the difference between a guy who hangs in the league for 10 years and a guy who flames out in three or four. And so he's got the versatility that they need for the moment right now, and he can make a big impression like Danny Santana did last year and hang around. And if he does that, I think the Twins will be thrilled.
And Brandon, last but not least, can we, at this point, let our guard down, let that wall down about Joe Mauer, and just get on board and say this is kind of the guy that we're used to having out there on the field. Is this the kind of guy that we're going to get this year? Has he done something different that you can notice that would make us all feel better about the way he prepared for the season?
Man, I hope so in year number 12. If this is the new Joe Mauer, he pulls the baseball a little bit more, still not hitting for a ton of power, but you got the doubles, you got the singles, you got the walks, and you got the defense. Still a pretty nice player. At this point, yeah, I mean, I'm going to break it down a little bit tonight in my column that I'm writing about him pulling the baseball more for base hits. But, yeah, it's a change for him. I think it's his legs. It's a signal that his legs are under him and he's more confident jumping those early fastballs in the count. Maybe not the first pitch in the count, but later in the count. And, you know, once he starts feeling better, whether it's his head, his legs, or his back, whatever's bothering him, yeah, I think you'll see a different Joe Mauer. And I think as the season progresses, he will get back towards that all-star caliber of play. I don't know if he'll be the all-star team this year, but he should be back to pretty close to old school Joe Mauer.
Talking to Brandon Warren, Twins baseball here, reading an article, the most underrated player on every major league team, and this article says that player would be Brian Dozier, with honorable mentions for Trevor Plouffe, Kyle Gibson, and Glenn Perkins. When it comes to Brian Dozier, I don't see him as being underrated unless it's for the rest of the league. Do you?
He's a fine player. I would have gone with Plouffe if it was me writing that article, just because his defense has come so far, his offense has come so far, and I still think on the national team he's not really well known, whereas Dozier was in the home run derby last year, so I think he's got a little more steam on the national front. So I would have flip-flopped and gone with Plouffe with Dozier as an honorable mention. But, I mean, yeah, you know, Dozier's a fine, really nice player, but I just think he's a little more well known on the national team than Plouffe is.
I like Dozier quite a bit as well.
Dozier.
Dozier?
No, Dozier.
He's from France.
Dozier.
So it's really Dozier?
Dozier.
You guys are trying to make his name sound funny.
No, you are trying to make his name sound funny.
Brandon Warren, we thank you so much for being part of the show. We're hoping that you can be part of the Cold Omaha staff that also feeds Radioactive Sports. You can take either hot dogs or hamburgers, and whenever you're in next, we'd like for you to bring in food.
Okay, well, that'll be Monday. We'll see you guys Monday.
Okay, Brandon, okay. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
And we love you for your citizenship and your
great American
creativity, yeah. And with your writing, and just don't forget the food.
You guys are the best.
Thank you very much. I know.
You're just saying that. I hate it when people just say
I know
that.
I know I am.
Easy for me to say a few miles away.
All right, Brandon, take care, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
We got a little Deflategate again coming up right around the corner. Look out. I mean, they're saying right now that doggone punishment might be delved out here pretty quick. And we'll discuss how much and what.
Ban him for life.
Punishment should be here for the great one.
A jackass.
The greatest quarterback of all time.
Next to John Elway.
Yeah. Next on Radioactive Sports.
They also know that how I like the balls. You know, I like them at the way that I like them. Everybody has a preference. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like them tacky. Some guys like them brand new. Some guys like old balls. I mean,
I like flat balls, and I cannot lie. You quarterback can't deny when you take that snap and your fingers dig into that soft brown pigskin. You go long, throw way up there because you know that ball needs air. Hey, wow, how I'm reeling the way this ball is feeling. It's long, it's brown, and the PSI is down. The league, they tried to warn me that ball you got is non-conforming. Ooh, that old pigskin giving me so much pleasure. Now hand me a needle and I can release some pressure. Brady like flat. Tom Brady like some flat.
I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect.
Wow.
This is what you've been asking for all day.
Filthy. Yeah. Marilyn Manson.
This is not Annie Lennox and Eurythmics.
No, it's not. No.
This is a guy that likes to dump in a kitty litter.
Yeah.
That's where he does his potty.
That's what you do.
No,
that's
no.
You do.
No, that's not what you do. That's what he does.
That's what I do.
No, you don't.
No, I do. No, I do. And often I would say that it's one of my favorite guys right here. That and Rob Zombie.
Is he a guy?
AC/DC. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I think he has breast implants. I'm not kidding. I think he had breast implants.
Might very well. Good for him.
Good for him.
Live your life. Bruce Jenner. Can you imagine? I mean, that's a guy that pretty much excelled at being a guy.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I know.
Decathlon really gold medalist.
I don't really want to think about it. I don't want to. I don't want to think about it. He was trapped. Yeah.
He wanted to get out.
There's now a new two-hour special TV by the Kardashians on E regarding how they took the news. So well, you can bet I'll be...
You got to glue yourself to
I'll
that one.
DVR-ing
I like
that.
The question that Diane Sawyer asked him, her... life must have been tough living on that show, you know, keeping up with the Kardashians. And, I mean, what was that like for you and the attention that the girls were getting and you being the great athlete and everything from the past? He said, well, really, all along, I had the story. I love that. That was a really good line for him, and he played it just right. All along, I had the story, and he did. Man, did he ever. This damn Deflategate, it's getting old. Why should it be allowed? It really is not, and if you're not caught, I guess it is allowed. But, I mean, Brady got caught. There's no question. I hate the way they put these things. The Wells Report is hired. These people are hired. I'm sure a lot of money goes into bringing about this investigation. And they come back with baloney responses and their analysis. It comes back more probable than not probable.
That's the worst.
Can you just, that's the God.
Worst. More probable than
more
not.
More probable than probable for like three different people.
Yeah, at least generally aware.
Generally aware that maybe something, he was paying these guys off, either with shoes or whatever the case. He probably didn't want to leave a paper trail, so he didn't leave a check for these guys, but he was taking care of them with shoes and sweats. And I know what the whole thing is. I mean,
cash,
probably just cash, straight up cash, homie.
Not traceable. Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league would, quote, consider what steps to take in light of the report, with respect to possible disciplinary action and to any changes in protocols that are necessary to avoid future incidents of this type. One thing that it just continues to boggle my mind about Roger Goodell, the biggest douchebag in the history of anybody, being a commissioner of a league.
Yeah.
I think, even he's surpassing Bud Selig, in my opinion, the guy that wanted to contract the Minnesota Twins. You had... Since October, when the Indianapolis Colts originally came to the league,
politics.
Then you had since the AFC Championship game to consider what possible response you would have, whether you're changing this or you're changing that, or you're going to suspend this or you're going to suspend that. Have you not talked about it since January, February? What have you been doing?
Yeah,
you've been hiding under your desk doing jack squat.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he's been doing. Not trying to stampede on his big Super Bowl and his money-making stuff.
What a jackass.
Not trying to, bring something out negative again because he had about 8-10 major league bombs drop on him last year. Alone last year. all the domestic and child abuse stuff that was happening at the same time for him. Then you got this Tom Brady thing. Well, the last thing we want to do is make the prince of the league a bad guy right before the Super Bowl. And then I'll be darned if we're going to storm in and rain on someone's parade when it comes time for a big draft and a ton of money to come rolling up in there for the draft, a four-day event now. We'll start talking about Deflategate when the Wells report comes back. And you can damn well bet that he told Wells to come back with that report after the draft.
Of course you did.
When it was a dead part of the season that we could finally go into this now.
Tom Brady refusing to hand over his phone records, and I don't know that I would anyway either. It's not the law. It is the NFL, and it doesn't have to. But in an interview with investigators, Brady denied any wrongdoing and claimed that he didn't even know one of the guys, which was McNally, his name before the AFC title game. He said, quote, the Wells report said, "We found those claims not plausible and contradicted by other evidence," because he knew him. He was texting him and telling him to do certain things with the footballs.
Of course.
Also found that Brady and the other guy, Yastrzemski, did not communicate by phone or text for 6 months, then communicated 6 times over 3 days after suspicions were first raised about ball tampering. To cover his tracks, obviously.
Of course. He had to get some things done right away.
In May of last year, long before the season, McNally referred to himself as, quote, the deflator, according to texts reviewed by the investigators.
Yeah. And also the deflector. Because you can darn well bet that Brady, when things started getting kind of scary, he's trying to get a hold of this guy, this one goon, to tell him what the story's going to be. This is what the story is. You and I need to be on the same page no matter what. You don't say anything like this to anybody. You don't mention one word and tell Jicky Jack, your accomplice, same thing. Don't say anything. If you do get asked a question, here's what the response will be. You know that Brady had to go lay that out, and that's why the 6 texts came out. You know that. You know it. But no, but the big Wells report, the million-dollar attorneys and the whole crew from the National Football League come back with the analysis, more probable than not probable, that he at least
lawyer
knew
speak.
Something about.
It's just stupid lawyers because
here.
It's not even really the law. It's just the NFL policing themselves kind of by friends of Roger Goodell doing investigations. And Roger Goodell is in the back pocket of Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots.
And
651-989-9105. That's their phone number. What do you think should happen now? Obviously, I think we're disgusted about even having to talk about the Deflategate again. It's one of the most stupidest things. It didn't really give him a competitive advantage. You said earlier in the show, and you said multiple times, that when the balls were inflated to the proper PSI, which I want to say is between 12 and 14 PSI for the second half, Tom Brady had even better stats and just completely blew away the Indianapolis Colts. So, but he is cheating. He did cheat. And then he lied about it. Not only he lied about it to the press conference, to all of America, to the National Football League, to you and I, to fans. He also lied to Bill Belichick's face. And that's going to be an interesting one, because obviously Bill Belichick loves to win. He'll do anything to win. And that's why people were pointing fingers at him during this whole Deflategate thing, going, he's got to be dirty.
I mean, well, you just tie everything to him.
Has to be dirty, though. The Wells report said he probably had nothing to do with any of this, knew nothing about it. And so he was telling the truth. But imagine what Bill Belichick feels knowing your MVP, the guy that is taking you to many Super Bowls and won them
for
you.
Your guy. They're supposed to be boys.
6th-round draft pick, best buddies, doing game planning in the bowels of, Gillette Stadium?
Right in the belly of the beast known as Gillette.
And lied to your face.
Yeah, they have their little meeting every week. Apparently they sit down and they have a 1 or 2 hour one-on-one, I think every Monday after the game. But that'll do a lot for the relationship, especially if they find something to Belichick. Here's what I want to see happen.
6 games?
Here's what I want to see happen for sure.
Okay.
You had better weigh into this thing properly, and you had better handle Tom Brady like you would handle any of the football players in this league. Because if he gets special treatment, there's going to be an uprising. There's going to be an uprising, and it's not going to be pretty. If he shows special preferential treatment to the Patriots and Kraft and Brady, because they're royalty to him.
So
apparently.
What special treatment then? What's fair?
I don't want to see him get smacked on the hand and said, you don't deflate footballs.
No, I think it's well beyond that.
It better be more than that, and it had better be the same exact thing that you would throw on any of the other players in the league. Like, no double standards here, Roger. Because I smell that coming.
So let's say Ryan Tannehill or Teddy Bridgewater or somebody else was caught deflating footballs. What do you think that the average fine or penalty would be? Because
I've never heard of anything like this.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the craziest thing in the world, but I don't want him let off the hook easy.
But do you think that he needs to be penalized even more because of who he is and who he plays, where he plays
no,
for?
No more, no less, though, either.
So what is fair?
That's great. I think you're probably looking at a substantial fine. I don't know if you want to take a game check for it. But, I mean, it has to hurt.
Just a fine, no game.
Can you really see that
I'd
happening?
Say six games. Get him out
really?
Here. Six games.
For deflating footballs?
Deflating footballs and then lying.
Oh, man.
Not only did he lie to America so in the press conference, he lied to the NFL. He lied to his team. He lied to Robert Kraft.
You're going to put that on the same level as child abuse, spousal abuse, or domestic violence. That's six games, too.
I would say that's just as important. The integrity of the game is just as important as breaking the law.
I think it's incredibly important.
If
I really
worse,
do.
I mean, look at Pete Rose. He ruined the integrity of baseball. He's banned for life. I mean, ruining the integrity of the game is a huge no-no.
Well, but gambling. Jeez.
But taking steroids, getting a competitive advantage, I think that's all the same thing. And look at baseball now. All the PED, 80-game suspension for your first PED violation. I mean, I think...
Irvin Santana.
I think that it... I mean, anybody, but it's close to home, Irvin Santana. I think they need to throw the book at him because of who he is.
Well, I mean, there you have it.
You guys,
give us a call. Still have some time left in the show. We'll take it anytime. We don't care when. 651-989-9105. If you'd like to take a phone call, we'll play a little radio roulette if we have to. But 651-989-9105 is the number to call. Weigh into it. What should the punishment be for Tom Brady, or how long do you think he's going to stretch this out and stall this out? That being Goodell, the commissioner. He takes his time on some of them.
Don't you think he'd want this to be done? Obviously, he stretched it out until after
right
the draft,
the
after
season.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Should there be an asterisk now? Did the best team win the Super Bowl?
I know.
They cheated their way into the Super Bowl and they won.
That's the part that I don't like.
That's why it gets so dirty, and that's why I feel like, why didn't Roger Goodell just nip this in the bud right away when it happened? I mean, but what could he do at the same point? But
the strange part.
He was dragging his feet on every single case last year. The worst year in the NFL, the history of the NFL for what was going on off the field. Adrian Peterson, Greg Hardy, Ray McDonald. I mean, Richie Incognito was the year before. And now Tom Brady's situation. It's a nightmare.
Hey, can you imagine? I mean, Tag Lubu at the helm, Pete Rozelle at the helm. You know that there was... You know, domestic violence. There just was.
Of course.
But it never surfaced. I don't know why, but these guys before in the past, I don't think were ever challenged.
I don't think
as
social
much
media,
as Goodell.
CNN, NBC. I mean, there was breaking news today on all the major networks about what was going on with Deflategate. It's a huge deal.
But I'm just saying, in comparison with what Goodell faces, Tag Lubu and Rozelle didn't have to face the heat like this guy does. But he had to be more consistent. He had to know better. I mean, he's paid well enough to be able to sit there and figure things out better than he does instead of making up crap on the fly. Next up, though, and that's enough of that garbage.
Plenty of calls. We got to take calls on this. You ask for them.
Let's take some calls and sort of weigh into this matter. 651-989-9105. What should the punishment be for Tom Brady? Let's just leave it at Tom Brady for having the footballs deflated to a pressure lower than the league rules state. And you tell us why and how much, whether it's money or game suspended, next.
Our equipment guys do a great job of breaking the balls. To me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect. I wouldn't want anyone touching those. I would zip those things up and lock them away. Whatever feels good that day. I think I'm not squeezing the balls.
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 I grab it. I feel the lace. I feel the leather. I feel the tack on the ball. Some guys like them thin. Some guys like them tacky. Some guys like them brand new. Some guys like old balls. I mean, they're all different.
That my big ball should be held.
They also know how I like the balls.
I don't know.
And I tell them how great they are before the game. So this is a very serious, you know, topic.
Balls.
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 He's got
And I don't believe there's an equipment manager in the NFL that would, on his own initiative, deflate a ball without the starting quarterback's approval. I just didn't believe what Tom Brady had to say.
I didn't either. I really didn't. I didn't believe it.
It's because he was lying.
And, of course, you can tell. There's no question that the only person that would have ever had anything, like Mark Brunell just said, you just heard him, that is on the quarterback only. That isn't anyone else that would be concerned with the footballs. Tom Brady even said, look, it's a pretty big deal what happens with those footballs. After I've got them where I want them, I want someone to zip them up and lock them away. Because that's right. After his boys get their hands on him and deflate him, he doesn't want them touched again.
Yeah. We're talking to Deflategate. The investigators hired by the NFL, the Wells Commission, concluded today that it was, quote, more probable than not that the New England Patriots personnel intentionally deflated footballs and that star quarterback Tom Brady was, quote, at least generally aware. 651-989-9105. Eric from Minneapolis, what are your thoughts? You're on 105 The Ticket.
Put him on a court of law, swear him under oath with the threat of perjury, and then see who's telling the truth. Second, fine the Patriots $100,000 and start the rule that says someone in each organization is supposed to be in charge of making sure everybody follows the rules. First time fine, $100,000. Second time fine, $500,000. Third time fine, $1 million.
To the team or to the player personally?
The team. And then let the team go after the personnel.
Okay. So put the heat on the team, and they would, of course, police their own.
There are rules. I don't know if you guys, I work for a major corporation. There are rules. There are people at our corporation whose only job is to make sure everybody's following the rules.
Do you mind if I ask who you work for?
What now?
Who do you work for?
International Tire Company.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's interesting.
It's pretty amazing. The whole thing is. But now, I wonder what the player would go through then with the team. I wonder what that would be. Coming from a team that was just fined $1 million.
Yeah, no kidding. Especially since, according to the Wells report, Bill Belichick had nothing to do with this. It was Tom Brady and these two guys in the locker room, these two locker room attendants. Thanks for calling, Eric. Let's go to Mike in Roseville. Hey, Mike, you're on 105 The Ticket. We're talking Deflategate.
Hey, I think Brady should be suspended for a year, zero pay. I think it's worse than the Peterson deal. I know everybody knows what Peterson went through, but that was not an on-the-field issue. That was a civil case. He had his day in court. They fined him $4,000, 200 hours community service. I agree with Ben. What the Patriots did was the integrity of the game. It hits at that. Plus the history the Patriots have had of cheating.
Yeah, no, I you agreed with me. I agree with you, Mike. I thought six games, but the integrity of the game is at issue here. And Mike, you asked me, is it bad or is it worse or what, when it comes to off the field, domestic abuse and child abuse, two completely different things. Whereas what Mike said, I completely agree with. Let the court of law handle what's going on. If you break the law outside, and then the NFL will handle it there. But this has nothing to do with breaking a law, but this is taking the integrity of the game into question, which is the most important thing that the NFL or any professional sport has. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's very important to maintain the brand, the however you want the perception of your league to be. You want it to be a top-notch organization. The NFL is by far one of the biggest things going in this country.
Yeah.
Just purely just soaking with money. Now, with that being said, we've also had issues before in the past where a guy like Greg Hardy is handled in the court of law, is reinstated from, or at least put back in from the commissioner's exempt list, taken by the Dallas Cowboys. We find that he is now being suspended by the National Football League for 10 games. Yeah. And you had a problem with that because you said, look, it's already been handled in the court of law.
Mm-hmm.
Why should the league be able to suspend him now for 10 games?
He was on the commissioner's exempt list the entire season last year.
True.
And then I had the same problem with Adrian Peterson. You can't just have a guy, in my opinion, you can't just have a guy sit out the entire year and then put him on that commissioner's exempt list, tell him he can't play. And then when they decide, okay, now we're going to add on this additional suspension. after whatever comes down. Or, I mean, he was already convicted at that point last fall. Greg Hardy was. So I felt like it was double jeopardy. What he did and what the NFL uncovered in their investigation of Greg Hardy is absolutely despicable. And so I'm not taking Greg Hardy's side by any means, but the NFL and what Roger Goodell is doing in taking it case by case, and I feel like I just want some fairness.
Everybody needs
to pay the same amount, in my opinion, for what they do wrong.
Well, I do too. I want to make sure that whatever it is, when we finally get the bottom line on what's going to happen with Brady or the Patriots or both, is that it's fair. Is that some of these players that have been sitting out there are not getting paid or fined millions of dollars from paychecks, is that he gets the same thing and no special treatment by Goodell.
Yeah.
I don't care whether it's suspensions or not. It has to be consistent for once.
We have full phone lines and people are jacked up about talking about Deflategate, and rightfully so. It's the biggest sports story of the day. 651-989-9105. We were going to plan something next, but we're going to have to. Let's blow that off. Let's talk about Deflategate because it's a huge story and people are fired up about it.
Sure.
651-989-9105 if you want to get in and join the conversation. This is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket on Radioactive Sports.
I think it's Radioactive Sports, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone checked the sign out in front. Yeah, there's a light going off. It's radioactive and it's, absolutely. Come on back.
I have a process that I go through before every game where I go in and I pick the footballs that I want to use for the game. Our equipment guys do a great job of breaking the balls in. You know, they have the process that they go through. When I pick those balls out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them, putting any air in them, taking the air out. To me, those balls are perfect, and that's what I expect when I show up on the field.
And you, sir, are a liar. Because you do have them take air out after you get them to work the ball. Of course, they do a good job. Yeah, all the equipment guys do a great job because you have them doing exactly what you want them to do, and it's illegal. And yeah, it's nice to go on just being Tom Brady. And I don't want my footballs to be touched again, and I won't have this, and I won't have that because you're royalty, right? Because you're everything.
651-989-9105. Join the conversation with the superstar Mike Morris and I on Radioactive Sports. Let's go to Brian in Eden Prairie. Hey, Brian, you're on 105 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. Well, you know, honestly, I don't like the Patriots as much as just about anybody listening, I'm sure. But, you know, everyone's looking for an edge. Everybody's looking for an edge. These guys just got caught. I'm happy to see it, but you can't find Tom Brady. He's got more money than God. Really, I think what you got to do at this point is go after the team, hit them with some draft pick losses, something like that. That's really the only way you're going to hit them where it hurts. Otherwise, it's a slap on the wrist, and nobody got the message.
No, but Brian, don't you think that obviously more money than God, and I get that with Tom Brady. His wife makes a ton more money than he does even. You have to embarrass him, right, by taking him out of the game, by suspending him games and not letting him play and having him be barred from team activities?
I wouldn't disagree, but on the other side of the coin, can they say that that is a fair punishment? Would the league actually back that and say that that's a fair punishment? I don't know. I'd love to see it, but I don't think that they're going to. I don't think that they're going to do that. That's my personal thought. But yeah, it would be nice to watch them ride the pine for a few games and punish them that way. But man, I think teams would probably crack down a lot harder if they started losing their future because of somebody getting caught for cheating like that.
That hurts. That would hurt. No question about it. I think that there's some merit in that. I like the idea that you take away what is normally, you know, the strength of that team up there is their draft and the way they stack draft choices and the way they have everything lined up out in front. And of course, the common denominator with all of these teams that have won these Super Bowls has been Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They're the ones that have been there for all four Super Bowl victories. And let's not forget two Super Bowl losses. They've been to six. They've been to six Super Bowls, those two guys. Now, what's going to hurt them the most? Put Tom Brady on the bench.
Yeah.
That would hurt the most. And some draft choices. And let's see what happens then. But
even though the team really had nothing to do with it, according to the Wells report. I mean, the only people that knew about it was, according to the report, obviously, Tom Brady and these two guys that are in charge of equipment and the locker room.
And they're kind of property of the team. Tom Brady, definitely. And the other two guys hired by the team to do what they do and to be in those responsible positions and for them to buckle under the bribery. probably some good money. Who knows? Money, we don't know. But sounds like there were some shoes and maybe some Nike gear involved in some of this. But, the team is responsible.
Okay, Brian from Eden Prairie, thanks for calling, my man. Let's go to Victor in St. Paul. Hey, Victor, you're on 105 The Ticket. We're talking Deflategate.
How you fellas doing today?
Doing pretty good.
I've actually, since listening to a couple of people, I've actually come up with what I think will happen and probably what will end up happening. What you would hope that would happen would be that he would sit on the bench for at least 3 games. You know, take his game checks, all that other great jazz. Because as of late, the NFL hasn't necessarily been afraid to go after those bigger name players. They went after Michael Vick. They went after Adrian Peterson. Why not go after Tom Brady to make an example? Keep it consistent. As for another thing, I like the idea of finding the team $100,000. I know you guys said that the report said that Belichick and the team had no, you know, acknowledgement of this.
Yes.
But Sean Payton got suspended a whole year not knowing what was going on in his locker room.
And Goodell said that was not an excuse.
That's what I'm saying. So in the same instance, $100,000 is a slap on the wrist for the team, but you know, Tom sitting on the bench for 3 games would hurt them a lot more. What you think will probably end up happening, though, none of which. You'll probably see $100,000 slap on the wrist and maybe a 6th-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm afraid of. And that's what I'm afraid of. A great point. I think that him riding the pine and sitting out the first 3 games of a season, because this should start right away, would be, I think, fair, not 6, because there are more serious things that they have to weigh into that would cost a player 6. But 3, and 3 of Tom Brady's paychecks, by the way. that's a lot of money for letting air out of some damn footballs. But if you sit him down, and that also means that they just might take 1-2 losses out of those 3 games, who knows? And they start off rough. And that can affect your team greatly by not having the quarterback in there. And a draft choice or two. The team has to pay a price for it, too, so it should cost some draft choices. So it kind of weighs itself out. But that's the way we see it. And what we say rules.
It's our radio show, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah.
Victor from St. Paul, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone else? Do we have time for anyone else?
No, we got to run.
Let's take a break and come back. We'll do the sillier side of sports. I think we've been on that most of the day, actually. And a true superstar, which is a very serious part of our day. We'll do that next.
In an episode of The Price is Right this week, a contestant in a wheelchair was awarded a treadmill. But to be fair, the show isn't called The Prize is Right.
That video earlier today.
It's
just ridiculous.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
At first I thought when he said, because Drew Carey said, is she wheeled up here? He said, I didn't think you'd make it up here. And at first I thought, whoa, wait a second here. But he was talking about she had been down, obviously, on the row, guessing the price to get up to the big deal or whatever. But I thought that was weird. Here's what you can win. A new treadmill.
Just ridiculous. It was unbelievable. Yeah. And, I mean, the poor gal, she's standing there. Well, she's sitting there right next to him.
She doesn't have any feet.
And no feet in a wheelchair. And he doesn't know, obviously, that there's a treadmill behind there. And I, by the look of his face and the way he said, a new treadmill. And so you could just tell it just took him by storm. Oh, it was astonishing to him.
Sillier side of sports, the fight of the century. Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao still making money for everyone involved. Take this entrepreneur. I was on eBay earlier today. He's selling a bag of air from the fight on eBay. The starting bid, 99 cents.
Come on. Well, I gotta believe that people would probably go ahead and buy into that.
I'm sure they would.
I'm sure that they would.
Idiots. The Tooth Fairy should definitely reward this young lady with a hefty amount of money under her pillow for this. Brian Clay is a retired Olympic athlete known for taking gold in the decathlon in Beijing in 2008, among other things. Clay's daughter, Ellie, had a loose tooth that needed to be pulled, so Clay took using a string and tying it to a door to a whole new level. He tied a string to his daughter's tooth and connected it to a javelin and threw it.
Come on.
Needless to say, the daughter doesn't have the tooth in her mouth anymore.
What's wrong? Seriously. that's the best thing you could do for your own kid.
And taped it. He videotaped it, too, by the way.
And just thought it was cute as all hell, I'm sure. I mean, we've seen this kind of thing happen before on Jackass. You would do that to your own kid, though?
Mm-hmm.
Remember? I don't know which one it was. They
probably
put a string
off.
Around it. No, it was a different guy.
Okay.
And they tied the string to the bumper of Bam's Lamborghini.
Oh.
And he was sitting in a... I think the guy was sitting down in like a barber's chair out in the middle of a racetrack. And the Lamborghini takes off going 100 miles an hour and just you can hear it pop out.
A tooth?
Yeah, the tooth popped out. Chris Pontius says, you know all that we told you about putting that tooth back in and straightening it out? That wasn't altogether true. I thought that was so funny.
That is hilarious. This doesn't really have much to do with sports, but it is silly for sure. Tulsa police have arrested a woman who they say slashed a woman's corpse at a funeral home. The 26-year-old Tulsa woman remained jailed and faces a misdemeanor complaint of illegal dissection. It's unclear what prompted the mutilation, but police spokesman Shane Tuell says that it was the suspect's boyfriend's ex-mistress. Officers responded Thursday to a report of vandalism after witnesses say the suspect placed her hands inside the casket. The dead woman's face was cut from her hairline to the tip of her nose. Her makeup was smeared and her hair was on the floor. The woman stole the dead woman's shoes from the casket, went to her house under the guise that she was there to collect jewelry for the funeral home to take it back to the funeral home to place on the body.
What the hell? What in God's name? Yes. I mean, just go to bed at night.
Yeah.
Just go to bed, relax. Don't watch so many of these movies on the Sci-Fi Channel, lady. Don't watch Silence of the Lambs until you do something stupid like this.
The woman's dead.
Good.
What more can you do to a dead woman?
I just don't understand.
To get back at her.
I don't understand. It's just madder than hell, right? And that's where she's heading.
To hell.
Straight to hell, I think. I don't get people, man. Can you imagine you're plotting something like this is to go in there and start slicing and dicing and taking shoes and all this other crap? I wonder how people think that garbage up. I mean, that's all that goes through my head most of the day, all day, is garbage. That's just how I think. I can't even think up something screwed up like that.
No.
If I see another dead body, which from time to time it happens, I'm definitely not going to do that.
No,
I wouldn't alter the face.
What would you alter?
I don't know. I give up anyway. Sense out of nonsense.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Another heck of a day on the radio. Radioactive Sports with the superstar Mike Morris. Ben Holson. Tomorrow we're back on the road. Game 4, Minnesota back. Wild. We'll give away another pair of sweet tickets in the double attack zone. Literally, you're right up in front of the goal that the Minnesota Wild should be scoring goals on twice in the game, but they choose not to do that very often. So that's upsetting. But it's Game 4.
Yep.
It's going to be ruckus.
Can they do it?
It's a do-or-die situation. The Minnesota Wild have to win it.
They have to.
We're giving away those tickets tomorrow. Join us from 4 to 7 at Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub. We'd love to have you. We'll have a whole bunch of other tickets for other sporting events. Great 105 The Ticket prizes. Stuff like that.
I mean, son of a bitch. It's going to be fun down there.
Son of a bitch.
You don't want to miss out on that. No. I mean, get down there to Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub. We'll be down there. It's fun, fun stuff, everybody. Then we can all head over to the Xcel Energy Center where the big string of four victories begins with the first one. That's tomorrow night. Okay.
That's
all right. That's enough of that.
So I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. I'll be down there.
Okay.
You're promising, right?
I'm always down there.
No, I mean, don't just leave me down there by myself.
Not going to be
doing radio.
No, I would never do that because they have those game day nachos, which are amazing.
So it takes food to get you down.
And no, the beautiful waitresses.
Well, there's that.
There's quite the talent down there. Take us home there, brother boy.
I'm taking you home right now. We have Army Warrant Officer Joseph L. Shiro. It's my true superstar. 27 years of age, from Coral Springs, Florida. Assigned to the 1st Special Forces Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group, Airborne. Out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He died October 6th in Chak District, Afghanistan, of wounds caused by small arms fire. 27 years of age. Army Warrant Officer Joseph L. Shiro is my true superstar. Keep in your hearts, in your prayers, if you're a person of prayer or not, You'd be doing us all a big favor here at Radioactive Sports. Good night.